The passage from St. Matthew begins, Jesus told the crowd and his disciples. And toward the end of the passage, he uses the word whoever. To me, that sounds rather inclusive. It's like no one is going to escape this net. It's thrown out to catch every single one of us. While God would paint his call for us to be humble and his desire for us to be servants to one another in bright, bold colors, on a given day, we'd rather have them be painted in pastels or maybe even just beige and gray and taupe and let them all just fade away. I'm tired of being a servant. I'm tired of not being first. You know, it's easy to become all caught up with ourselves and get rid of the big picture. Go to a football game. Find out who's number one. Everybody's number one. The Badgers are number one, but this is number one, that's number one. You can't escape it. Is it true? Is that the reality of life? Or not? Disciples are people who are not taken with themselves. Disciples are people who are taken with Jesus, who is anything but self-serving or self-promoting. That's not who he was. He was something else for someone else. John Madden, in one of his books, tells the story of being on an airplane. His team had just defeated the Philadelphia Eagles, and he was heading back home, and he wrote, "We had just beaten Philadelphia. I was pumped. We got on the plane and found our seats. I'm a big guy, and I hated to wear those seat belts. But this cute flight attendant came by and said that I have to buckle my seatbelt. Well, I gave her a big smile and then said loud enough for 8 rows to hear, 'Superman don't need no seatbelt.' And she smiled back and she said, 'Superman don't need no airplane either. Buckle up.'" That's pretty much what Jesus is telling us today. Buckle up. Don't get caught up with yourself. There's only one pilot. There's only one who directs, who has the power to soar and land safely. The rest of us are meant to be cooperators with that one, not operators, cooperators, joining in the picture, supporting him, following him, preaching him, living him. That's who we're meant to be. It's a fundamental value. You can't call yourself Christian if you're not doing that. You might be sort of, but God wants more than sort of. God wants the whole enchilada. Remember, Scripture says he's a jealous God? He wants it all. He loves every single one of us that much that he wants it all. But some days it seems that we're not capable of cooperating, of giving it all to him. But he never stops desiring it. He never stops desiring it. There's no sort, we alone cannot soar or safely land. None of us has sprouted wings. None of us is Superman or Wonder Woman before God. What we are is simply his children. And we're called to act like it. We're called to witness to it. I forget who said that to me, but it's amazing how we all grow into our parents. You know, we assume their traits and, oh my, I'm like my father. Good grief, how did that happen? It happened because we tried and we listened and we sought and we followed. We're called to act with each other or toward each other as the brothers and sisters that we have become through God's mercy. Jesus was something else for someone else, and we're meant to be the same. one day at a time. No wings, no ego, no flaunting, just following, and humbly so. And you'll be amazed at the good that you produce.